It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Coming up in March, Rifle High School Choir and Band have a chance to participate in the Disney Performing Arts Performance and Workshop Program. And, of course, that costs money to get the kids out there, a lot of kids and a lot of chaperones. Daryl Gingrich is the choir director at Rifle High School. Ambry Marantino is in the band, and Augie Miller has the golden voice vocal cords, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You weren't expecting that. I always like to throw everybody off, you know, just to get things started right. So how long, Daryl, how long has this been in the works? I imagine Disney has probably had this day planned or this weekend for a long time. So is this something that you get invited to? Is this something you apply for? How did this happen?
Okay, so last year, the band director and I, we were looking for a trip that we could take the students on that would be educational and fun for them at the same time. And so we looked at many different options, and Disney seemed to be the best option. And so what we did from there was we got in contact with Christina. She's our travel agent, and she's done the legwork with Disney. And we did have to submit auditions. The band had to submit an audition that was videotaped, as well as the choir had to submit tapes of their former performances, as well as what they look like in uniform too. And so that this now has been in the works for about probably since last year, January, although we started actually talking about trips last year, October. And when I say last year, I mean 2000 and, oh my goodness, that'd be like 2018.
Okay, so October 18 is kind of when you started the process, and then once you decided Disney, then that's been over a year in the planning. Wow.
And we found out, and the thing was, we didn't find out the actual dates until this fall. So we didn't find out the dates until sometime around September, October.
It's easy to figure out what the fun part of it is, right? It is Disneyland. As far as the learning experience, how much time will be divided between just being able to hang out in the park? I'm sure there's some time that the kids will be able to do that, and they actually perform or learn or all, what is all planned in terms of that?
Okay, so don't have the itinerary exact, so I might mess this up a little bit. We do spend one day where we have performance and workshops, and then they have 2 days that they can that they're going to be able to hang out in the park. And we also have one day where we will be, we're still trying to iron this one out, try to get the students to go and sing at a cathedral or perhaps sing for a college professor, to work with them. And then they have a half day that they will get to see some sites in California.
Okay. And so it's a total of 3 days, right? That you'll actually be in Southern California and Anaheim or that general area.
Four days.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty cool. And in terms of the workshops, they'll actually be able to talk and learn a little bit from the people that work for Disney, right?
Yes. So each choir that does or band that does a workshop with Disney, they are assigned a Disney professional that works with them. So.
Okay, so you'll have like one person that will be yours,
yes.
You might say. Okay. So, guys, either of you been to Disneyland before?
I have once that I could remember. And I think it was 2 years ago.
And how many times that you can't remember? Sorry. I don't know why I'm picking on you today, Augie, for some reason. Embry, what about you?
I have not been to Disneyland, actually.
Okay.
So this will be my first time.
So what do you think? Are you excited? Are you a little...
I'm excited
because scope. I mean, it's you know.
Well, I'm also a big traveler. I love to travel, so Disney will be a fun trip. It'll also be I haven't been to California yet either, so that'll be another state to cross off.
So you're just looking to cross off, you know, things
pretty
on
much,
the bucket list.
Cross things off of the bucket list.
Is bucket list
the
thing
fun.
When you're in high school? I don't know. I guess you might as well get started early, right?
Yeah, well, I've already been a lot of places, and I really,
Okay. Yeah. What year are the two of you? Are you both seniors, juniors?
We're both juniors.
Okay.
Yep.
So you were in band and choir last year when this kind of came about, and Jeff and, I'm sorry, Mr. Schmay and Mr. Gingrich started talking about this. So what were your first thoughts when you first heard that, you know, hey, we want to do this thing to Disneyland, and not only is it going to be fun, you get to hang out in Disneyland, but you'll also be able to actually get some one-on-one probably time with somebody that actually works there?
At first I thought they were pulling my leg, and then all of a sudden he gave me a commitment sheet for like my account to go, and I was like, oh gosh, this is actually happening.
Wow. A commitment sheet. Basically, that's something that you or your parents sign that says, if we're going to go, we have to do certain things in order to get to that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like your payments for your account right. So you can go.
Of course, fundraising is a big part of this, right?
Yeah.
Tell me, obviously, you've got a couple coming up right before you actually leave for California in March. This happens, by the way, toward the end of March, March 18th to the 20th. So actually right around spring break. Was that scheduled intentionally? Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was scheduled intentionally so that the students weren't missing as much school. So.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So what have you, again, we'll talk about those upcoming fundraisers here in a minute. What have you done so far to raise money so that you guys can take this trip?
Well, one of them was a hoagie sale, which I think we did was around October.
Okay.
And we made hoagies for people, delivered them, and then, Embry, we had something else, right? It was like
hugs. Yeah, we had also had butter braids as well, which was like one that we all... That I know that a lot of people like.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just...
That's a popular fundraiser item, too.
Yes, and that's from what I've heard. And then we also had something called Cards for a Cause, where we'd sell...
I think I've played that game. Sorry.
So we would just sell cards to people just so that they can send them like thank you notes or like just keep in touch notes.
Okay, like greeting cards.
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, all right. When you talk about fundraisers, does band and choir get together, the both groups, and kind of talk about what you'd like to do, or are you fundraising separately?
Yes. So we get to
both?
No.
Okay.
We are fundraising together, and we have a wonderful organization called the Music Boosters, and they keep both the directors organized with these fundraisers.
Could you do it without the help of parents?
No, yeah. We really couldn't. It really is a monumental task when you start looking at trying to keep track of all of the finances that come in for each student. And then the payments going out, and then also keeping track of all the orders and the fundraising that comes in.
That would be huge. Yeah. So if anyone listening right now, again, there are a couple fundraisers, there are a couple events that you can attend that can help these kids go to Disney and get this experience in March. But if anybody is listening right now and they'd like to do something special, maybe they have an idea or they just want to make a donation either on behalf of a business or individually, could they call you at the high school, Daryl? Or
yeah, they could do that. Or they so they could call the high school and talk to myself or Jeff Schmay. That would work.
Okay. And the phone number there is 665-7746.
Yeah, that's my direct... Okay. My direct line, gotcha. If you just call the high school, Rifle High School's number is 665-7755, but my direct line is 7746.
Okay. So call somebody. The high school is probably the easiest, 665-7755. Again, this is Would you call this a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity? I mean, for high school kids, I'd have to think that it really is.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for the kids. So.
And again, it's the Disney Performing Arts Performance and Workshop Program, if you want to learn more about that. As Daryl mentioned, you know, they both band and choir had to send in some video of them performing just in order to be qualified to even get this far. And there are other requirements, too, that we'll talk about a little bit later on as well. First, a quick break. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Daryl Gingrich, choir director at Rifle High School. He and Jeff Schmay, the band director, are taking students to Disneyland for a learning and fun experience in March, March 18th through the 20th. Again, they'll spend some time at Disneyland. They'll actually perform on the stage. I'm sorry, March 22nd?
Yeah.
Why did I write down the 20th? Don't know. Who knows? You're talking about close to 100 students, around 98 students that you have to take out there.
Yes.
And how much, what is the cost to get out there and back for each one of those students?
Total cost is with the park passes to include it, and then the hotel lodging and transportation is $800 a student.
Okay. So close to $100,000 it's going to take for this trip. Now, are you going to rent, you know, take an RE2 bus out there, or are you going to rent, the big custom coach, the no. Greyhound, or?
No yellow bus for us.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
We will be taking a charter bus, okay. So the Denver Charter Bus Company will be helping us out there.
Okay. All right. It probably helps because local bus drivers may have a hard time finding the time to take 4 days to go out and back.
Whereas, that, and could you imagine sitting on a school bus for 13, 14 hours?
That's true. I guess it's the seats are probably a lot different.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Fair enough. And you actually have already sent out an appeal to local businesses in the last few months, right? So some folks may be listening to this, and it may jog their memory that they may have gotten a letter in the mail from you.
Yes, our Music Booster organization has sent out an appeal to local businesses, and we're very grateful for the ones that have been able to help out. And we're very grateful for everyone that we're able to just send out the letters to them asking for their assistance. So
that's
thank you to those that have been able to help.
That's actually how we found out about it, is we got the letter and said, we can do some time on the air. How about that? So here we are.
Well, thank you.
And the rest is history, or will be soon in about 15 minutes. So, again, you do have a couple fundraisers upcoming. Let's kind of go back and forth here. Frozen food sale actually is ongoing right now, and that's kind of your thing, Augie, right?
Yeah, so we are getting frozen foods from Roaring Fork Cajun, and they cost $18 a quart.
$18 a quart, and what kind of food is it?
Well, we have chicken gumbos. Okay. Shrimp filet and green
etouffee.
Yeah,
etouffee. Did I hear etouffee?
My bad.
It's easy for you to say.
And then we have green chili, of course.
Okay, and it's $18 a quart.
Yes.
Okay, and it is frozen. And will the students be delivering these when they actually come in, or will Roaring Cajun be delivering them?
Roaring Cajun would be the ones delivering them.
Okay. And again, the best way to find out, I guess if you know a band or choir student from Rifle High School, then just ask them about it. Otherwise, just call the high school office and ask them for information. Again, that number is 665-7755. And you're cutting that off on January 20th?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so you still have a little time to check out that frozen food from Roaring Cajun. What's the connection with Roaring Cajun? Who has the connection there?
I'm pretty sure it's the Music Boosters.
Okay. All right. Cool. And then you've got another hoagie sale we'll talk about a little bit later on. But let's talk about this big concert, the Rifle High School Regis concert that's coming up on January 30th. That's kind of cool to be able to sing with just other students, you know, get because it's kind of a cultural thing. You get a chance to know other people that you don't see every day in school. And in this case, it's the Regis College from Denver, right? It's their choir.
Yep. So Regis University is going to be coming out here on January 30th, and they will work with all of the choirs at Rifle High School in the afternoon. And then that evening at 7 o'clock, we will put on a concert at Rifle High School with the Varsity Choir and Regis University. And so they will sing a combined number together, and but it'll be a great concert. It's not every day that we have college choirs coming into Rifle, and Dr. Fleming is doing a really good job over at Regis. The connection there is Ethan Strauss, a former student from Rifle High School, graduated back in, I think, 2014 or 2015. And this is his senior year at the college,
and so his choir director,
he talked his choir director into bringing his choir out here. So
that's pretty cool. All right, so you can see Ethan perform one more time.
Yeah, so come out to Rifle High School.
Out of curiosity, who's going to be conducting the combined?
Oh, I would definitely give that off to Dr. Fleming.
Again, that's 7 o'clock January 30th at Rifle High School, Regis University, and students from Rifle High School. Just the honor choir or choir in general? Or do you have such a thing?
It's not an honor choir. It's okay. It is the Varsity Choir.
Which, Varsity, okay.
Varsity Choir is an audition group. Bel Canto is also an audition group, but this time it's just going to be Varsity Choir and Regis.
All right. So how many of your students will be performing that night?
So we have 36 or 37 students in the Varsity Choir this year, and Regis has 40 students in their university choir.
That's awesome. Those are pretty good numbers, aren't they?
Yeah.
I was going to say 36. That's a lot more than kids sang in the choir when I was in high school.
Yeah. We're very blessed. We have a solid participation from our students, and they work really hard, so...
And actually, you've got a good buy-in from the administration as well. Students are actually encouraged to participate in more than one extracurricular activity, right?
Yeah. At our high school, we're really trying a pick three right now, trying to get students to choose three different activities. Although choir is an academic, but we still count it because of the performances that they have after school, as well as there are multiple different things like solo ensembles, all states they can do that take extra work outside of school.
Point being, you're encouraging the students to be well-rounded and pursue more than one interest, as opposed to you've got to make a decision and that is your only decision for that time.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's great. It's great to hear that you're taking that angle, if you will. So speaking of which, guys, you do anything else other than choir and band between the two of you?
Well, we both do drama.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it kind of goes with the territory.
Yeah.
But you mean that you actually, you know, are in the plays and that kind of thing?
Yeah. No, it's just not high school drama.
I was going to say, it's all part of life. It never ends, trust me.
Yeah, sometimes it can be pretty overwhelming if you do four extracurricular things like I do, and they all happen to overlap somehow.
So, Embry, band, drama?
Track and football. So they all intersect at one point in another, and it's just really hard. It's... difficult, but it's fun to try and figure out how you're going to divide your time between each and everything.
Right, or if you'll be able to.
Yeah, that's...
And then let's not forget about homework, too.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, didn't mean to bring you down there. Augie, what about you? Is it drama and choir for you?
Yeah, pretty much stick with those two.
Okay, well, that's plenty. That's still a big commitment. And you heard what he said when I said something about homework, too. You still have to have time for that, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's most of your grade, pretty much.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Again, if you would like to help Rifle High School Band and Choir, go to Disneyland for the Disney Performing Arts Performance and Workshop Program. Either answer the door when they come around asking you if you want to buy... some of that frozen food from Roaring Cajun. Again, they've got another hoagie sale that we'll talk about here in just a couple minutes. Or if you'd like to find out how you can get involved, you can always call the Rifle High School office at 665-7755. Again, it's the music boosters that are really, Daryl, it sounds like making this happen behind the scenes.
Yes.
And that's a group of parents that's trying to help everybody out.
Yes, we're really grateful for all of their help and all of the work that they put in.
So. Again, the charter bus pulls out of the high school parking lot in March, so it's crunch time now. Got to get those last remaining donations in so that can make this happen. One final break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more in just a second. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Rifle High School's band and choir. They are going to Disneyland in March, March 18th through the 22nd. They will be in Orange County in Southern California, learning from Disney professionals, performing on a huge stage at Disneyland. Oh, sorry, guys. Didn't mean to, you know, add a little bit more stress there. And, of course, it's a lot of responsibility to get these kids to Southern California. We've been talking with Daryl Gingrich, who is the choir director. And, Daryl, I mentioned at the end of the first segment, you had to send in auditions for both choir and band. Then, when Disneyland said, yes, we've accepted you into this program, they sent you the contract. And that is no small document, right?
No, it is not. The document has a lot of lists of things that the kids have to abide by, as well as the groups have to abide by. Just simple things like they all have to have uniform shoes. Their uniform has to look nice, as well as they have to behave in the park if they're misbehaving or if they don't all have uniform shoes, it's very easy for Disney to take away the right for them to perform.
So folks may be listening and they're thinking, oh, well, this is just, you know, an easy way to get a trip to Disneyland. But there are very strict rules that the kids have to follow. Or you were telling me before we got started today, it actually says in the contract if there are behavior issues, they can absolutely refuse to let you perform.
Correct. And also all music has to be pre-screened by Disney. So I have to send in all lyrics and titles and so on to Disney before they approve the performance. So, yes, we made it through the audition at this point. Now, we should be fine on the approval because the music I chose should be fine.
Right.
But they are very strict about it.
I'm guessing they're looking at two things. They're looking at royalties, and they're looking at what's appropriate for Disneyland.
Because when you perform for Disney, you essentially will become a face for them for that brief moment. Mm-hmm. And so you have to make sure that you're representing them well.
Gotcha. Who's more nervous, you and Jeff Schmay or the kids?
It really depends on what you look at. Myself, when it comes to trying to just keep track of all the fundraising and trying to finish up on the fundraising and the kids with the payments, the performance side, I'm not nervous about that at all. I think they're going to do just fine. Our kids work really, really hard. So
everybody has appropriate stress for their age. They have the high school, I'm going to perform stress. You have the adult, all the I's and the crosses in the right place. Yeah, exactly. Well, speaking of logistics, we've talked a lot today about the music boosters at Rifle High School. Arlene is the parent fundraising volunteer. You've been very, very, very busy over the last few months, aside from trying to keep Augie in line.
That wasn't just the last few months.
Fair
17
enough.
Years.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So I heard everybody else's reaction when they first found out about this opportunity at Disneyland. What was your reaction when Augie said he didn't believe it at first? He thought that it was, you know, just a joke. What was your first reaction?
I was really excited because I was familiar with the program that they were actually going to participate in because my husband and I are from Southern California.
Okay.
So we knew about it, and we were excited. But I also knew that it was going to be an enormous undertaking for the group because it's not cheap. Mm. And so we would all have to really work on a plan to make sure that we meet the goals.
How has the community responded since the kids have been going out and asking for these donations?
We have a great community with regard to the support for choir and band. People have been very responsive. As you mentioned earlier, in the earlier segment, we've done a citywide appeal for the local businesses. We've sent letters. We've had some people, different businesses give to us. And, you know, the giving's from the spectrum. We've had gifts, you know, $50. $50 covers the meals for one student for the day. We've had, you know, $2,500. That covers rooms for some of the kids. And so there are different things. And while each of the kids has their own individual accounts where they're working toward paying for their trip, you know, we're anticipating, you know, if there's a shortfall, what if, you know, we need to help someone out who's really been trying and they're short. This is where that money's going to help and come in handy, because we don't want anyone to be unable to go because of that, if they're working toward the goal.
Gotcha. And you've got to be pretty proud that it's this close and you've come this far, and you've got to be pretty excited too, I would imagine.
I am, but you know, I'm kind of like Daryl right now, where the logistics of it, and you know, how are we going to get all of the, you know, when we all get on the bus, then I will know that we're fine.
right. Are you going? Are you one of the chaperones?
I am a chaperone.
Okay. How many parents will be going to chaperone this event? Do you know?
Daryl, is it what, 10?
Yeah.
I think it's like about 10.
So about one parent for each 10 students.
Roughly.
That's a pretty good number in a big place like Disneyland.
Right.
Certainly.
Right.
Okay. But the parents will not have to wear the uniforms.
Well, Daryl hasn't mentioned that, but one can only hope.
I'm sure that's what he has planned for afterward, right, when you
that's
do the
nifty,
little follow-up.
Nifty t-shirts.
We don't have enough uniforms.
Okay, so Embry, back to you. Hoagie sandwiches. You're doing another hoagie sandwich sale, right? At like starting end of January?
Yeah, so once we're done with the Cajun food, we're going to probably have like a few days of just waiting time. And then we're going to start back up with another hoagie sale. So we're going to go around selling those. And then around early February, we're going to actually make them again like we did earlier this year. And then students are going to go out and deliver them to the houses.
Okay. And again, for information on that, you can just call Rifle High School office, 665-7755, and say you want to talk to someone with the music boosters, or, you know, mention the Disneyland band choir trip, and they should know what you're talking about. I'm sure they've probably fielded quite a few phone calls, actually, up to this point. So they will know what to do. Also, so we mentioned the concert with Regis University in Denver on January 30th, 7 o'clock. At Rifle High School. Then the variety show on February 13th at Rifle High School as well. Speaking of the Roaring Cajun, they're going to be catering this, right, Arlene?
Right. We've developed a really wonderful relationship with Braden Gastineau, who's the chef and the owner of Roaring Cajun. And at Hometown Holidays this last December, mm-hmm. we provided the food at the fairgrounds, and Roaring Cajun prepared it, and all of us music booster parents were there to help serve and clean up and that sort of thing. And he's doing the frozen foods with us that's going on until the 20th of this month. And then he's going to prepare the food for the variety show. So
awesome.
We're really grateful for that.
Again, so that's another reason for folks to come out for the variety show, which
right.
has been going on, I think, for 30-plus years, if I'm not mistaken.
And we really want to open it up to the community, because a lot of times, because, you know, our kids perform, their parents, of course, want to come see them. But
sure.
we'd really like to share the talent and the fun with everybody in the community. And again, it's another way to help fundraise for this trip.
And again, that's the variety show on February 13th at Rifle High School. There is an event calendar on the high school webpage, isn't there, I think? I know that
sure.
I know they post like snow day information, that kind of thing. But I believe that there may be like open to the public type of event calendar at the Rifle High School website, which I don't know off the top of my head, but you could Google it and find it. So again, to run down all those important dates, the frozen food sale with the food from the Roaring Cajun, that continues until January 20th. Then right after that ends, we've got the hoagie sandwiches, which the kids will be making themselves and delivering. That starts end of January, continues through February 20th. then the performances, the combined varsity choir and Regis University show, January 30th, 7 o'clock at Rifle High School. The variety show on February 13th, also at Rifle High School. I knew I was forgetting something. Then this is really cool, I think. The All Rifle Choir and Band Concert, that's on February 27th at 6 o'clock at the high school. And Daryl, by All Rifle, you mean all the schools in Rifle perform together on the stage.
Yes, all the public schools in Rifle come together and they perform on the stage in the commons area at Rifle High School. It's really a neat concept because you get to see students perform from age 10 all the way up to age 18 and see the changes that happen in their voice as well as their instruments because the band is playing too, so you can hear that. So it's just a real neat concert.
Well, it's kind of a neat concept, too. In sports, we always hear about the high school coaches and players kind of nurturing the younger players in Pee Wee and in junior high. I'm sorry, middle school, as it's called now. But this is kind of the same thing. You know, you've got the older students with the younger students kind of mingling around, and you've got the choir teachers at the middle schools also bringing their kids out to perform. And so it's kind of the same concept, I guess you might say.
Yeah, and it also gives the parents, you know, if you're a parent of a kid in the elementary that's performing, you now get to see who the directors will be that at the middle school. So it gives them a real good feel as to what's going on in the music program from, as I said, age 10 up all the way up to age 18.
And again, if you have an idea about you'd like to make a donation, you can give the high school office a call, 665-7755. Just tell them you'd like to find out how to make a donation to the Music Boosters for this big Disneyland trip in March. And again, so Arlene, you said there will be about 10 parents that will be going on this trip. It sounds like you are, I'm not sure I would call you the head, but I know you've been very involved. Are there any other parents that you feel should be recognized is where I'm going with this?
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm not in charge. I'm the helper to the president is what that's my official title. Her name is Holly Davis, and Holly's been amazing. Carolyn McCann, AJ McCatherine. There's lots of parents who have done work, and each of us does what we can do. You know, whatever our specialty is, or what our time limits are. But we certainly welcome help from all of the parents, even if it's just for one event. If you can just come and help, we always appreciate that.
Daryl, you were going to jump in there with something else, I think there. You took a deep breath.
I did. It's just
a parent is your parent.
I'm sure there are many parents that have helped that we just don't have the list of names in front of us right now. So sorry if we missed names of people that are.
As I always like to say, as I always like to say, an omission is not anything personal. It's just an oversight. And so, yeah, I know that every parent of any kid that's in any kind of extracurricular, even though, as you say, band and choir are technically academic classes, but, you know, there's a lot of extracurricular activities that go on with that because you've got the concerts and then you've got the practice at home. And, you know, most parents can't afford a soundproof room for the practice. Just ask my parents about the piano lessons way back when. As Pat Gerardo would say, I'm never going to be playing at Carnegie Hall. Anything else? Embry, anything else from you?
Not really.
Okay. Augie, I know we switched places with your mom. You have anything else you want to jump in there and say? Any shout-outs?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All the best. Have a great time in Southern California. Congratulations on such a great opportunity. And we will be talking to you, I don't know, maybe next year. Be another trip similar to this, huh? Yes. You want to do this again next year, Daryl?
We'll take 1 year off and then maybe the next year.
Need a break.
Again, if you would like to talk about donating any money to the Rifle High School Music Boosters, the phone number at the office is 665-7755. All the best. Break a leg. That's still appropriate for band and choir, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're in drama anyway, so yes. Yeah, it works. Take care. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.